through the line, and Kraft side-striped him as he went right on by. Great move.
As a handoff to Derek Buff around the right end, he gets about 3 yards down to the 2-yard line at the right hash. Now going to bring up second and goal from the 2. Howard Beach knocking on the door one more time.
Yeah, Howard Beach looking to pound one in here. They bring Kyle Kramer in to help a bigger body to help block on the outside. Look for them to run this wing tee and try and fool New Lothrop and get in the end zone.
10.5 to play in the second quarter, and there's a fumble on the play, and the couldn't came onto it. It was a pitch out to the left side to number 47, Aaron Ginther. He never got a handle on it. Hit the ground, and New Lothrop recovers at their own 4-yard line. A break New Lothrop's been looking for all game finally goes their way. New Lothrop with the ball.
Leo Harris, a senior for New Lothrop, jarred that one loose. What I thought, Clark, was a nice pitch from, not necessarily a pitch, but a lengthy handoff to Aaron Ginther. Put it in his pocket, and Leo Harris punched it out on him. Big mistake for the senior, especially in the red zone. You got to hang on to the ball, especially when you're going in to score.
Spread formation, Newman in shotgun. It's a handoff, and it's a reverse, and they're going for the pass down the field. I reach Reason. Who's going to bring it up with it? It's an incomplete pass out to the 28-yard line. Pass was intended for number 4, Josh Wendling, the junior wide receiver. Ball's incomplete, brings up 2nd and 10, and stops the clock at 10:16 left in the second quarter.
Eli Kraft, Travis Essemaker, both in the area, both got hands on the ball, went up to get it. Looked like they were the intended receivers. Interesting play call there for New Lothrop, but you can see why they score in big bunches on defenses that aren't prepared. They run a lot of trick plays, a lot of pitches to the outside and reverses.
As 3 to the right, and it's a Newman with the keeper on rolling to the right side. He's out to about the 10-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 5. Now brings up 3rd and 5 at the 10-yard line. New Lothrop trailing 7-21 with 9:59 left in the first half.
Number 52 and 56, Brandon Oswald, Justin Necessi teaming up for that tackle.
They send one receiver to the right, one to the left, and then one in the slot to the left. Two men in the backfield in the shotgun with Newman, staying on their own 10-yard line, 3rd and 5. Newman going to his left and passing to his left, and falls incomplete at the 16-yard line. Pass was intended for number 6. His favorite receiver, Trevor Beach, falls incomplete and now brings up 4th and 5 with 9:35 on the clock before halftime. I apologize if I do not remember to tell the time. I have to open up the door to the tower to our left to see the clock here. And what is turning out to be a beautiful, cold November night for high school football. Number 5 for New Lothrop, Aaron Beach. He is the punter. He's staying 2 yards into his own end zone for the punt. And this one's off. It's about a line drive out to the 45. Takes a bounce for New Lothrop into Harvey Beach territory. Aaron Ginther grabs at his own 46, dives across to the 50, and that's where he's stopped, and Harvey Beach will take over. 50 yards for a score they need ahead of them. Harvey Beach with a good stop after giving up the ball in the red zone.
Now, believe it or not, Clark, they're starting at midfield. This is the worst field position they've had. it is funny, but that's how well the defense has played. Special teams, credit Nick Hessling, pinning him deep, kicking the end zone, getting a knuckler to go through their legs. Back in that last play, good defense there. A late throw by Newman allowed a high throw and a hit as the receiver kind of got somewhere near the ball. It went up in the air and fell incomplete. It's a nice defense, again, we've been saying all night, by the entire Harbor Beach team.
9:25 left before halftime. It's Harbor Beach 21, New Lothrop 7. Two receivers wide each way. Kraft rolling to his right, passing to his right, and it's complete to Avery Wainer, 86, down to the 45-yard line before he runs out of bounds. Stopping the clock before a 5-yard gain at 9:13. They say he stayed in bounds, though, according to the clock. 2nd and 5. He definitely ran out of bounds. But
he did. I think his forward progress, though, was marked while he was in bounds, Clark. But a nifty catch there by Avery Wainer as Kraft was under duress, threw it on the run. A one-handed line drive snag for Wainer.
And Kraft rolling to his left, passing to his left, and it's tipped, nearly intercepted by 2 different defenders. Pass was intended for number 3. Allen Cook, and Eli Kraft almost had the fate of Andrew Maxwell on his hands. Almost a tipped ball turned into an interception. Luckily for Harbor Beach, it falls incomplete, and now a 3rd and 5.
Good job by the New Lothrop defensive line, not being able to get to Kraft, but getting their hands up, tipping that ball at the line of scrimmage. And again, fortunately for Harbor Beach, that fell to the turf safely.
Working off the right hash at the 45-yard line of Neil Lothrop. Two receivers wide each way. Kraft handing it off to number seven. That's Derek Puff. He has the first down by about 4 yards out to the 36-yard line. And then a loss of words there for a second. Gain of 9 for Derek Puff, moving the chains on a critical 3rd and 5 for Harbor Beach.
And trusting his quarterback and his offensive line, Coach Schalke, running a very delayed handoff to Derek Puff. Nice running, and the lead blocker there was offensive lineman and senior Clayton Wayner, providing a huge hole for Derek Puff to run through.
Same formation, 8.5 minutes before they hit the locker room for halftime. And Kraft keeps it for himself, breaks through two tackles, has the first time. He's down to the 15-yard line, breaks free of that one, and finally tripped up down to the 8-yard line of New Lothrop. Wow, from the 36-yard line all the way down to the 8, a 28-yard gain for Eli Kraft and the Pirates. First down.
Right out of the old Florida Gator playbook, an old quarterback draw. Tim Tebow used to run it back in the day. Just a straight back, he uses Puff as a lead blocker, and right through the hole. Nobody runs it better than Eli Kraft.
8 minutes and 20 seconds, clock winding down in the second quarter. Receiver wide to the left, that's Aaron Ginther. Everyone else is in between the ends. Two receivers in the backfield. And Kraft rolls to his left, and we have a flag flying from the near sideline judge. Kraft was actually under center for once on that one. And the flag, this is more than likely going to be a false start against Harbor Beach. And it is indeed a false start against Harbor Beach. This will push them back 5 yards from the 8-yard line to the 13-yard line. First and goal still. Actually, they have him marked down at the 12-yard line. So first and goal, 12 yards to go for the touchdown with 8:06 left in the first half. Harbor Beach 21, New Lothrop 7. T formation for Harbor Beach. Hand off to Derek Puff to the right side. He's out to the 5-yard line, still churning, and finally down at the 3. A great run from Derek Puff. Hard run, hard earned, and now only 3 yards for a score.
Again. And New Lothrop was very fortunate to make that tackle as Puff run with a head of steam. Now it's going to make it a more manageable second down.
Second and 3, and second and goal from the 3 for Harbor Beach in New Lothrop territory on the far left side of the radio. The traditional white helmets with the lead, 2 touchdowns, 21-7 over New Lothrop. As they hand off Derek Puff to the right side, he's still churning, moving those feet, and he's down to the 1-inch line. Gain of 3, we'll say, for Derek Puff on the dive to the right. And now he's about a half a football length away from a touchdown for Harbor Beach. 3rd and goal.
Yeah, just that nose of the football is so close to that goal line. That's how close he is. Look for them to just continue to pound the ball forward and probably give it to their best downhill runner at this time. And actually, that's probably DJ Ridner, but the way Puff's been running all year, I wouldn't be surprised if it's him.
And Harbor Beach dives for it, and it is touchdown, Harbor Beach. Number 35, DJ Ridner with the carry. That tacks on another touchdown for Harbor Beach, making it now Harbor Beach 27, New Lothrop 7, with 6:47 to play in the second quarter. Harbor Beach moved the ball 50 yards for the score on that drive in their worst field position in the night so far.
Yeah, midfield, it's not a bad job. You got to credit all day long the defense and special teams so far tonight.
Nick Hessling's out for the extra point. There's the snap, good receiving, and the kick is up, and it is good. Nick Hessling now makes it 28-7. Harbor Beach with a 21-point lead over New Lothrop with 6:47 left in the first half. You're tuned to WLEW Sports.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Janelle Kirsch. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
minutes and 47 seconds before halftime.